The Catholic Church may be about to abandon its belief in limbo. That's where unbaptized babies go when they die. They don't go to hell because they haven't done anything wrong, but they can't get into heaven either because they have not been cleansed of original sin. Hence, limbo. John Allen, senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, is here. Hi, John.
Hi, Madeline.
Okay, John, so limbo has been around for centuries. So can it really be that simple that the Pope can just say, you know, I think we're just going to get rid of this?
Well, if this were something like the Trinity or the divinity of Christ, then of course it wouldn't be that simple because those are defined points of the faith and it's not up to anyone, you know, even a pope, to simply set them aside. But limbo was never a defined point of the faith. You won't find it in official presentations of Catholic teaching. It is more akin to a theological hypothesis that was floated for the first time in the 11th century to try to answer an age-old conundrum, which is, how do you reconcile, on the one hand, the church teaching that baptism, this ceremony with water when you're washed clean of sin and incorporated into the church, that is necessary for salvation. At the same time, you know, with the obvious injustice of saying unbaptized babies who have done no one any harm would be excluded from heaven. And this was one way of trying to come to grips with that, but increasingly in Catholic theology, I think it's seen as obsolete, and this, I suppose, will be the coup de grace.
Well, how did it come to be in the first place? Who came up with it? And what exactly is limbo? Where is it?
Well, you know, it is, I suppose, in the popular imagination of many Catholics, been imagined as a kind of waiting room outside heaven. But in terms of how the theologians would see it, it's not really a place. It's more a state of being. And the idea is it would be a state in which you don't suffer any of the pains of hell, but you don't have the full joy and completion of being in the direct presence of God. It's more like the summit of natural happiness. I think today, most Catholic theologians would articulate some form of what's known as baptism by desire. That is, that if you've got an innocent person who is, who has this kind of natural desire to do good and to love God, that is, in effect, a kind of desire for baptism, which is just as valid as the actual ritual.
So now these babies who have been technically unbaptized will go straight to heaven?
Well, I mean, it's not like for 2,000 years babies couldn't get in, and now on Saturday morning suddenly they can. I think it would be more akin to the church recognizing that they've been there all along.
John Allen is senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Madeline.